In the early 2000s, residents of northeastern Pennsylvania started to notice an alarming trend. Children were being sent away to jail in high numbers, and for crimes so mild they might normally result in a grounding. The FBI began looking at two local judges on the heels of an investigation into the mafia. And when the full picture emerged, it made national headlines. American Scandal is a podcast from Wondery that takes you deep into the most infamous scandals in American history, from presidential lies to environmental disasters and corporate fraud. Their new season takes you to the criminal kickback scheme dubbed Kids for Cash that would shatter the lives of countless children and force a heated debate about punishment in America's criminal justice system. Judges take a sacred oath to uphold the law. They're considered the stewards of morality and fairness and are entrusted to find justice. But for the community in Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, their belief in the justice system was shattered in one of the biggest judicial corruption cases in modern history. You're about to hear a preview of American Scandal. While you're listening, follow American Scandal wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on Amazon Music or the Wondery app.
It's January 30th, 2007, in northeast Pennsylvania. In a hallway outside a juvenile courtroom, Jessica Van Reith is pacing anxiously, clutching a small piece of paper. County courthouse is full of teenagers and their parents, all waiting for their turn in front of a judge. Some of the kids are engaged in heated arguments with their parents, while others are sitting on benches, completely silent and looking terrified. But if there's one thing all these families have in common, it's that no one seems happy to be here. It's a feeling Jessica Van Reith can relate to. Van Reith is 16 years old and a junior at a nearby public high school. She has a reputation for being confident and outspoken, the kind of teenager who isn't afraid to speak her mind, wear what she wants to, or argue with people about politics. Van Reith knows she can sometimes come off as a bit sharp, but that's only a small part of who she really is. Van Reith is a good student with a solid GPA. And on top of all the academics, she's held a part-time job for the last 2 years, working as a waitress at a local Italian place. All in all, Van Reith sees herself as a pretty normal teenager, which is why this whole experience has been so stupefying. In a few minutes, Van Reith has to defend herself against criminal charges. It all started a few months ago, when she was caught by her vice principal holding a lighter and a pipe used to smoke weed. When the vice principal caught her, Van Reith didn't know what to say. The pipe and lighter belonged to her friend, but she didn't want to get them in trouble. So Van Reith took the blame. But she didn't just get a slap on the wrist. She was charged with a crime, and now she has to appear in juvenile court in front of Judge Mark Chivarella, known for his policy of zero tolerance, and with a reputation for sending kids away for minor offenses. But Van Reith jotted down what she believes are some good arguments, and she's hoping she can make a strong appeal to the judge and get him to show some leniency. Van Reith continues pacing the hallway outside the courtroom, when her father, Jack, comes up and lays a hand on her shoulder.
You doing okay, honey?
Yeah, I'm just scared.
I didn't do anything bad, but it doesn't mean the judge is going to see that.
Oh, Jessica, he'll do the right thing.
Yeah, he'll see it, I promise.
Dad, you don't know that.
No, I do know that. Remember, I talked to the people in the probation department, and they laid out the worst-case scenario, which is that you get probation, right? Nothing to be scared of here.
But what if they were wrong? I don't even have a lawyer.
We should have gotten one.
Jessica, we went over this. The probation officer said you didn't need an attorney. You're going to be fine.
Van Reith.
And that's us. Come on, honey. Let's get it over with. Then we'll get out of here and put it all behind us.
Van Reith nods, and she and her dad step into the courtroom, where they find Judge Chivarella sitting at his bench. Chivarella is in his mid-50s and sits peering down at Van Reith with a look of contempt. He tosses aside his paperwork, and a moment later, the hearing gets underway.
This is Van Reith. You stand accused of possession of drug paraphernalia. How do you plead to these charges?
Van Reith takes out her folded piece of paper and glances down at her notes. She's been getting ready for this moment for days. But now that she's standing in front of the judge, she suddenly feels frozen.
Come on, speak up. I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Ms. Van Reith, to the charges of possession of drug paraphernalia, guilty or not guilty?
Guilty. I see. And you were there when I spoke at Crestwood High School?
Van Reith doesn't admit that she made a point of missing Civarella's appearances when he came to her high school. Instead, she just shakes her head.
No, sir, I wasn't at school those days. Did your friends attend the assemblies?
Yes.
And did they tell you what I said?
Yes, but
what did I say would happen if you had drugs in school? You said you would send us away.
That's right. And that's what I'm going to do now.
The hearing hasn't lasted more than 90 seconds, but Civarella hands down a severe judgment, ordering Van Reith into juvenile detention. Van Reith wants to plead with the judge to get him to reconsider, but Civarella moves fast and tells the sheriff to place her in handcuffs. Van Reith starts to panic, looking over at her father, hoping he can somehow intervene, but her dad looks just as stunned and confused as she is. A moment later, Van Reith is led out of the courtroom feeling dizzy and speechless. She doesn't know how this could have happened, how a judge could be so unfair. He didn't even seem interested in her side of the story. Jessica Van Reith is only a teenager and doesn't know a lot about courts or judges. But one thing was obvious. It appeared his only goal was to send her to jail and then move on to the next kid.